Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So the story goes of a gentleman who in the new year wanted to take on a new hobby. Good thing to do. And he decided that this hobby would be golf. Okay? First of all, how many golfers out there? Not very many. Okay, we will not be doing a golf tournament to fundraise. Scratch that one off. No Judy to scratch off the list. Anyway, so this gentleman decided that he would take on the sport of golf. And so he headed down to the local golf course and signed up for lessons. And there he showed up on the day of it and got there. And the woman to begin the golf lesson started talking to him about the fundamentals of golf and teaching about all the different clubs in the bag and what they do. And then going through the mechanics of the swing. They spent about half an hour on this, okay, before they even pulled out a golf ball, showing him how his feet needed to be and how those hips needed to move and following through and going through all of that. Well, after half an hour of all of this, decided it was time to put a ball in front of him and see how it went. And so she got the tee out and she put the ball on and made sure his stance was right and everything was set and then told him, all right, go ahead and go and let's see how it goes. And so he pulled the club back and all the way through. And I don't know what kind of a golf instructor this was, but for that first swing, it was on an actual hole. And so here he goes, he hits that ball and it goes sailing down right down the middle of this hole, right down the middle of the course. And wouldn't you know, it bounces down onto the green and keeps going and right into the hole on his very first hit of that golf ball. Well, oh so, gently takes that club, he puts it back in the bag, looks at the instructor and says, well, there you go, I've got it all figured out. Well, you know, I golf. It's not that easy now, is it? But wouldn't it be nice if all new hobbies and habits and talents that we tried to pick up were that easy, where we could take half an hour learning the fundamentals and then at first try have 100% success? Well, that would be nice, but there's a rarity that that actually happens. But what we do is we don't let that dissuade us from trying new things, which is where we're at in our New Year's resolution series this morning, looking at trying new things and having new learnings in our year. And for that, I've brought us into the book of Proverbs, a book that we don't often preach on and we don't often do Bible studies on. We kind of just leave it as the book that's really great to put on posters with pretty pictures to be inspiration to us and to put up on our mirror to remind things or this or that of a verse here and there. But there's really great insight into this book. We had King David, who did such a great job of bringing the Psalms into the life of the believers, and then his son, Solomon, brings in the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom. And that's where most of it is focusing. If you didn't pick that up from what Ray was reading, the majority of what I chose has to do with wisdom and gaining insight and knowledge. Well, we as human beings with our kids are really great at getting them in school as early as possible and making sure that we are cramming as much information into those little brains as we can. And in our society, it's getting more and more of the pressures and what we're trying to get them to learn and how fast we're trying to get all of it crammed in there so that they have everything that they need. And we teach them through the primary grades and the middle grades and into high school, and we pray that they go on to college. And then there's some that go into those advanced degrees and all this time of educating. But now how many of us made it through all those core years of learning and then we just kind of stopped? I got my career, I've got my life where I need to be, and now I can back off on these books and classes and those types of things. Well, Proverbs is a book that's saying we can't do that. Just because we've gotten to our destination and we've gotten to our jobs and we've graduated and got all the pieces of paper we can hang on our walls, we can't be done learning. You see, at the beginning of Proverbs, as it's introducing the book, it says, let the wise listen and add to their learning. God says you got to keep learning. You got to keep putting new knowledge into that brain of yours. And the Proverbs go on as they keep going as Ray was reading says, if you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. And it's not just in pieces of paper and degrees and what we need to get by in life, because it went on still, and he's telling his son, eat honey, my son, for it is good. Honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. Know also that wisdom is honey for you. If you find it, there's a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. God is saying wisdom is essential in life. This lifelong learning of stretching our brain to be continually learning new things. Learning new things that come in multiple different forms. Three main aspects of learning: what we see, what we hear, and what we do. If I got a teacher up here, they'd say there's like six others. Let's go through them. But I'm going to keep it to the basics. What we see, what we hear, and what we do. What are the things that we see in life? We can see the words on a page and we can learn from them. For some people, they are readers, people that will pick up a book and won't stop till it's down and just absorb everything that's there, that has to read the newspaper cover to cover, that gets their hands on things and just absorbs that. And I'm quite jealous of you, because I'm not the best reader in the world. I read what I need to, and when I find a fun book, I plow right through it and I won't stop. But there are those that just absorb what's here. But our learning isn't just in what we read, is it? Our learning comes in what we see when we stop and look at the world around us. I mean, if we look at new hobbies for a new year, what would it be like if we focused on the scene and we put in the hobby of people watching, of finding times where we just rest and sit on a bench or sit at a table and observe the world? Have you ever done this? Because I love this. I love people watching. I love to grab a cup of coffee and love to find a comfy place to sit and just watch human interactions. Half the time, I am just entertained at seeing the foolishness of human beings, but then there's other times where I get great insights. I mean, there's a gentleman that I keep seeing at Starbucks, and I keep watching him, and I've been observing him, and I desperately one day just want to sit at the same table as him and say, can you tell me your story? Because I want to learn who you are. Don't laugh. This is how we get to know people. I just know that there's a story to be told. But it's because of what I've observed that has me wanting to connect with this human being, wanting to know who he is and what has gotten him to this place in life that he's in, because it doesn't look like the easiest place that he's in. And I'd love to understand more of what that is so that I can have a greater understanding of what the compassion is that I'm feeling for him. But it comes because of me taking time to observe and see, taking time to be learning about what's in the world around me. Imagine if we never allowed our eyes to stop and see the sunrise or the sunset. I told you I saw that beautiful sunrise this morning. I had to stop and take a picture. And I mentioned it at 8 o'clock service. And then Larry Perez had to show me yesterday's picture of the sunset that he said, you know, it was so beautiful. I was driving by the beach. I had to pull over and take a picture. And I thought, oh, this is fantastic. Two of us that have stopped and looked to see the beauty of God. But how much of our lives do we just let it pass because we're in too much of a hurry? That we're not letting our eyes feed us new information and new knowledge about the people around us, about the world around us, of the beauty and grace and love of God that's constantly surrounding us, but we're too busy getting to where we need to be to see it. Maybe in this new year, we need to stop and let our eyes be teaching us more and allowing us to grow through what we see. But then again, we've got this hearing aspect. I mean, sometimes you just got to close those eyes and listen to what's going on. Sometimes you got to stop and listen to how beautiful that sound of that crying baby is. The beauty of knowing that that's what God has created. To stop and listen when the rain is pelting down and hearing God take care of the earth. To stop and listen to music. Because you know what? Music feeds the soul. Music is something that speaks to us in a way that nothing else can. A reason that we have this book of Psalms in the middle of our Bible. The beauty of music to speak to us in a way that nothing else can. What happens if we stop and we just listen? What happens if instead of just seeing the people around us, if we open our ears to open our hearts to take that step to tell somebody, I'd like to hear your story, and to actually just sit and intently listen and see what we can learn about the people around us. So oftentimes in conversation, we're so quick with what the next thing is we're going to say that oftentimes we don't hear what the other person is saying. But what would happen if we spent more time listening to be learning? Listening to hear God's grace that's around us. Listening to hear what's going on in lives around us. Listening so that we can understand what's happening. But then there's that aspect of doing. And you know, our learning it, I saw all these percentages and statistics of what percentage is absorbed from what we see and from what we hear and from what we taste. And the majority of those, it was off the charts compared to everything else of what we absorb by what we do. Well, so often in our lives, what we do is our duties. I have to work. I have to take care of my kids. I have to take care of my house. I have to take care of family members. I have to. And when we fill in all the have-tos, our schedule gets full and it doesn't leave time for much else. But what happens if we just fill our schedule with all the have-tos is our body has to burn out on us. I've watched it because I've been there. I've watched it when I've been in full-time school and half-time ministry and full-time mom and commuting all over the place, and I had to do all those things, and I could catch myself burning out. But I told you, I picked up the game of golf, and amazingly enough, golf got to be a stress release. For me, it was great because I could walk away from all that other stuff, and I was getting exercise on that golf course. I was mentally challenging myself because there is a serious mental aspect to that game that would frustrate me most of the time because I couldn't figure out the mental aspect of that game, but at least I was challenging myself. I had the social aspect of that game, and in golf, for me, I love nature and getting to spend 4 hours where it's quiet and I'm surrounded by grass and trees was what I needed to get myself to actually stop and breathe, to stop and be able to just take care of myself for that moment. Do you have that kind of a hobby or activity in your life? That thing that you can do? Maybe it's art related. Maybe it's activity related. Maybe it's dancing. Maybe it's sewing. Maybe it's woodwork. Maybe it's any number of things. But do you have something in your life that's just about taking care of you? Taking care of your mind, taking care of your stresses, taking care of you. Because if we don't take care of us, we can't take care of all those other things. Do you have that moment where you can just retreat? Because God says we need these things. He has a plan and a purpose for our lives. He has the things that he needs for us to do. But when he's talking about wisdom being the honey, wisdom being the sweetness, wisdom being what gives us a long life, it's absolutely true in each one of these things. Because when we shut off our minds, when we retreat from the activities, when we stop learning and stop growing and stop taking on new things, we tend to just stop. And so how do we, as not only human beings, but as Christians, look at this new year as a new opportunity to take care of ourselves? I know it's not easy. I look at my kids for an example, and I'm sorry I keep using them, but I got to use them as much as possible before they catch on that I'm using them, and then I have to stop. They don't like new things. In particular, they don't do new foods. If my kids don't eat during social time, it's because there's only like 4 foods they'll eat in this world, no matter how much I've tried to get them to eat things. Christmas Day, it was like tears trying to get Aiden to eat a green bean this big, okay? And it almost came projectile back out. I mean, they just don't like new things. They're not adventurous. But I absolutely love moments like a few days ago, I made myself a quesadilla. Okay, this is a simple food, okay? I've never been able to convince my kids to try a basic cheese and tortilla quesadilla. But all of a sudden, Kylie comes up and she goes, Mom, what are you making? I said, a quesadilla. She said, cheese and tortilla? I said, yes, but the cheese is melted. This is a new concept. She goes, why, can I have one? Sure, I'll make you a quesadilla. So I made Kylie a quesadilla, sent her over to the TV with it because it was a non-homework night. And Maddie comes over and she sees it. I have some? Kylie's like, sure. Maddie picks up a piece. I'm off vacuuming. All of a sudden, Maddie comes running to me. Mommy, this is good. I love this. I said, all right. Couple minutes later, all of a sudden, Aiden, who is by far my pickiest, remember the green bean story, comes running to me with a half-eaten piece of quesadilla. Mom, I like Cadilla too. We'll work on pronunciations later, but I'm like, you know, for years I've been trying to get you to taste this, and look at this. You learned that you love it, but it took you being willing to try it. So here's my question and challenge to you. Where do you need to step out of your comfort zone to try something new, to put in your schedule intentional time for you that allows you to catch your breath, allows your soul and your spirit to be able to be refreshed, to tackle and handle all the duties and responsibilities you have in life so that God can bless you with a better health and a longer life through that commitment? My friends, will you pray with me? Lord, we give you thanks for the enthusiasm of our kids, enthusiasm at being new. We give you thanks for kids that remind us that we do have to try new things, that we have to try things that maybe scare us but are good for us. And you tell us that if we want to be in the kingdom, that we have to be like little children. So may you help us through the encouragement of your Holy Spirit to try new things this year, to allow ourselves to be stretched so that the possibility of new things can give new life to us, can breathe into us a new enthusiasm for this life that you have designed for us, this life that you have blessed us with, and so that we can see the fulfillment of your plan all the way to the end because of the wisdom that we have gained in all that we see, all that we hear, and all that we do. In your most holy name, amen.